forward to this year. And we have 38 years of wandering the wilderness that go by in one paragraph break. We know nothing at night. Pasha Shalach, they're condemned to wander, and then we have all of a sudden new paragraph by Avogad Israel, Koledam Mibartin, of course, from Rishon, Vayeshev Am Kadesh.
How do we know? How do we know the time that went by?
But we don't. It doesn't really say that. We will see that the story from here on goes continuously. Is basically the story that happens in the last year. We go from one place to another, and then we will end up knowing that is in the 40th year.
Oh,
and it will.
And the Parah Aduma is when the Mishkan is first built.
Right. So that's one of those one of those laws that really come well beforehand. And then you talk about how it's connected to Korach and Shlach and why it's here. But in terms of the narrative, we go from the story of Korach to Avogad Israel called Dambi Bartin, Bakosh Rishon, Vayeshev Akam Bakadesh, that Bnei Israel all end up in the wilderness of Sin in the city of Kadesh, Atam Hashem Miriam, Batigra Hashem, Miriam died and buried there. Lohi Amayim Leda, and there was no water at that point. From which we derived the water was basically Miriam by Kalua Moshe Al Aaron, and all the people come and complain to Moshe Aaron, and we have the whole Hitting the Rock story, which everybody talks about, so I'm not going to. What happens after the Hitting the Rock story, and Moshe is told, okay, Moshe Aaron told you're not going to enter Israel, it's this far but no further. So they're in still Kadesh, and Moshe sends messengers to the king of Edom. So saith your brother Israel. Esav is Yaakov's brother. You know all the misery, all the weariness that that found us. And our ancestors went down to Egypt. And we were in Egypt for many years. And the Egyptians were bad to us. And we cried out to God, and he heard our cry. And he sent a messenger by Yitzhak Mitzrayim and brought us out of Egypt. Right now, we are in the city of Kadesh. Here could take Bulacha, a city on your border. Let us please pass through your land. We're not going to walk through fields or vineyards. We will not drink from, in this case, our well. We'll stay in the highway. We won't go left or right until we pass through your borders. And Adam says, no, you can't pass through us. We're going to build that wall. You will not pass. I will attack you by the sword. Israel ask again, say, no, we're going to go on the road. If we drink anything, we'll pay for it. Rock in Davar, Brazil, Avora, there's no reason not to. Just let us walk through your land. So Edom replies, no, you will not go. And Edom comes out with an army to keep them from going through the land. So Edom refuses to let Israel go through the land. So Israel does it. They pass by, stay outside the borders of Edom. I've got a map here, we'll show in a second. So they leave the city of Kadesh, Bnei Israel leave, Bnei Israel call Eda Hor HaHar, and they all come to Hor Mountain. And Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron at Hor HaHar, Agvul Eretz Edom, that is on the boundary of Edom, or they haven't gone into Edom anymore, saying the following, Yosef Aaron Elama, it's time for Aaron to die. Because he will not go to the land that I promised to Bnei Israel. Because he rebelled against me, the name Riva, at the waters of Riva, back with the Hitting the Rock. That's the summary. That's what happens in this week's parsha. Here's a map. I'm going to switch back and forth. So here's a map of what Bnei Israel did. Come from Har Sinai. They go up, they go to Kivrot Hava, where the quail were, they go to Chazerot, where Miriam says Lashon Hara, and they end up in Kadesh Barnea, which is at the border, oriented here, it's the dome here, there's the Dead Sea here, there's a lockdown over here, that's the Negev, So Kadesh Barnea is the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to go north into Eretz Yisrael, no problem, but they send spies out and they cry, it's Tisha B'Av. So instead of going north, they head south, they go all the way south to Eilat. They spend 30 years going down to Eilat and all the way back up, and they end up in Kadesh, which is not the same city as Kadesh Barnea. They've gone around Edom, and they want to go keep going up the highway. Like this Arava here is the highway. They want to keep going north here from here. And Edom says no, so instead of going north, they go east. And they end up at Horahar. Aaron dies there, and they keep going east into the wilderness east of Moab, which is over here, and they're going to cross into Moab and then go north into the land of Sichon, and then cross over into Yerushalayim north of the Dead Sea. We got our geography oriented here.
That's fantastic, Danny. It's so clear. I probably never knew this. I don't think I ever actually saw this.
So this is from the HaTanakh site from Gush HaRetzion. Has its site here. I drew the line here. And, you know, just of where we're going here. So we're gonna kind of go through this again, looking at the same story from the other perspectives in the Torah. So again, Hatanach.com is a useful resource. And they have maps like this. Again, I took the picture and then I drew the line.
Nice.
So in terms of where they were during those 38 years, in our parsha, it's just a one paragraph break where they go basically, they leave Kadesh Barnea, and they end up in Kadesh in the course of one paragraph. In Parshat Matzah, it gives all this long list of places they stopped along the way. Okay, by assuming Bar Sinai, they leave Sinai, they chanu b'kibrot ha'tava, and they go to Kibrot ha'tava, where they have the complaint about the meat, and they have the quail. They assume b'kibrot ha'tava, by chanu b'chaterot, and they go to Chaterot, which on our map is going to be, again, somewhere along this line here. That's where the story of Miriam happened. Then they leave Chaterot, which Rashi says is Kadesh Barnea. That's where they left. That's where they sent the spies out. Rashi says Ritzma, Hashem Lashon Hara, Hashem Raglim. See it there. Then we have another 20 psukim of all the places along the way. Right? 20 psukim as they spend basically 20 years going here. They spend 19 years in here, 19 years going down to Eilat. Okay. And then by Yisuma Arona, by Yachanu by Etzion Geber. Etzion Geber is near the current modern Eilat. They've gone all the way south through the Negev. And then by Yisuma Etzion Geber, by Yachanu by Beratin Hi Kadesh, and that's our story starts, that they come up to here, basically in a forced march straight all the way up the Arava to Kadesh. By Yisuma Kadesh, by Yachanu by Harahar, by Say Arsalav, and that's when they go to Harahar on the boundary of Eretz Edom, rather. And Aaron goes up Horahar, Al Pi Hashem, as commanded by Amot Shami, dies there. Yishnat Arba'im, let's say, Ben Yisrael, Me'eretz Yisrael, that's the explicit place where it says, that's in the 40th year. Ben Yisrael left Egypt, Bechorosh HaKamishi, Bechal HaKodesh, in the fifth month. So the time from Kadesh, they get to in Nisan, but they get to Horahar in the fifth month, which is in Av. And then...
Petra, at least the Jordanians say it. Near, when I went to Petra, they said, oh, there's Har Har, which is near Eilat.
So Petra would be somewhere around here. I mean, I don't know exactly where it is.
It's near Eilat, like you cross over in Eilat.
That's further south?
And then you go 2 hours. You cross over at Eilat, and then you go 2 hours north. Into Jordan.
Okay, so
that
makes
sense. Yeah,
that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's somewhere along that Arava border. So here's the here's the Hatanach site, and let's see if we have. Let's see if it gives me.
Har har har.
Okay, so this is one. Okay, that's not clearly not it. It's Samana. Slow here. Here we go. So, yeah, again, this map doesn't have my map here, but it's Salmona. So here's Kadesh. Come on. Another map on top of it. There's Kaddish.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to be about right. But where would Petra be?
It wouldn't have it. It's not a Jewish thing.
Yeah, but it has a bunch of... I see.
It has some Arabic.
It has Arabic in here. I'm not sure exactly what Petra is, but it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be about there.
Does this have har 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 on it?
This is not, I put that in my map here.
Yeah.
Does not have a har har, but it's going to be somewhere along here because they got to go east. Right. They have to go east.
Okay.
But so, I mean, so again, Petra would be. Mm-hmm. I mean, somewhere along this line here into Jordan, along the south of the Dead Sea, would be Petra.
Yeah,
that's where they are. Okay, that's it. And I emphasize, but we know where it says they went down to Etzion Geber. I keep saying it's Eilat. We know that from later in Tanakh because it comes up because that's a port in the south of the Negev. And Divrei Yom it says, "Az halach Shlomo le'Etzion Geber ve'el Eilat," which is modern Eilat. So he goes to Eilat al Svat Hayav. It's on the sea, Eretz Edom, the land of Edom, so it's south. There's only one port south, which is Eilat. You know, this is the only Svat Hayam that we have is either the Mediterranean or down in the Gulf of Eilat, Gulf of Aqaba. So they go all the way south to Etzion Geber, and they come back up. And that's basically what Moshe says when he repeats the whole story in Sefer Devarim. He's telling Bnei Israel what happened as he's summarizing. Vayishma Hashem kol divrechem, that after the sins of spies, Hashem heard what he said, like sof vayishva lemar, and Hashem was angry and swore and said, imiret ish Hashem ha'ela adora zeh, if any of these people, this terrible generation, sees this land, they will see eretz tova asher hishbati lotit avoteichem, but I swore to your ancestors, it won't happen, you're all going to wander in the wilderness, this generation is going to die out. It says, Shvuba Kadesh Yamim Rabim. And you sat in Kadesh, and again, that's Kadesh Barnea. The first one, Yamim Rabim. Hayamim Asher Yashatem, equal to all the other days. So they didn't immediately start wandering. They spent basically 19 years sitting in Kadesh Barnea. And then, Banefen Banesa Midbara Derech Yamsuf. So they went down on the Yamsuf Road, and they headed south. Hashem Yibar Hashem Elai. And he saw it, Har Seir Yamim Rabim. And we spent many years going around the mountains of Seir, around the mountains of Edom at this point here. And at some point after 39 years, Hashem told me and said, Rav lachem sovet harazeh, you spent enough time going around this mountain. These mountains, penu lachem sofon, it's time to turn north. The amtav lemor, and you need to command the people saying, atem ovrim b'gvu achechem b'nei Esav yishim b'seir. You are going to go along the border of Esau, who just live in Seir, Yerumi Ken. Be very careful. Be wary. Be careful. Don't provoke him. Because you do not get even one footstep in their land. Because this is given as an inheritance to Esau, all of Har Seir. So none of this is Eretz Israel. You're going to go down here, you're going to turn north, but you're not going to provoke Edom. Ochel tishbru meitam b'kesef achatem. You should buy food from them, and you'll eat it. V'gam mayim tishbru meitam. You can, when it comes, you buy water for them. Shitam, you drink that. And so therefore, v'arabor me'edachenu b'nei Esav yushim b'seir miderech arava. And so there we went by the border of our brethren b'nei Esav, who live in Seir, and it's miderech arava, and the Arava road, Me'elat of Yetzin Gever, all the way up from Eilat Etzion Gever. From down here, we go up the Arava. Derech Arava, the Arava road. Benefanev Navor, Derech Midbar Moav. And then we went around to the Midbar Moav. This is Moav here. And we went around to the wilderness east of Moav.
Mm-hmm.
And he continues on. And we went past Moav. We went between Moav and Ammon. And we approached the land of Sichon, which is north. Not on my map over here, it's kind of north up over here because we're going to cross over north of the Dead Sea. I sent messengers from the eastern wilderness, El Sichon Melech Hashbon, to Sichon, Divrei Shalom, words of peace, and as I said, let us pass through your land. We will stick to the highways. Lo asur yimin small, we will not turn left or right. Ochel bakeset tishbereni, please sell me food. Chalti and I will eat it. Mayim bakeset tishbereni v'shatiti, sell me the water and we'll drink it. Rak evor braglai, we're just going to cross by on foot. We won't bother you. Kasher asu li b'nei Esav, just like Esav did. Ayashim se'ir v'moavim ayashim ba'ar, that both of them that we passed by, they sold us food and they sold us water and we didn't get into war. So we can pass over the Jordan. And Sihon says no, and the rest is history. Then the war, and they conquer the land of Sihon. That's the end of our parsha. That's all introduction. Now we know exactly what's happening and when. Now I want to go look back and look at Aaron's death and Hor HaHar.
Wait, I thought it said earlier that Esav was Edom didn't let them pass through. And here he's saying, Kasher asu lanu?
No, it's the Ochel bakeset tishbereni. Like, that's the part that they did.
They did let
Hashem
them?
Said, right, that's what Hashem said. Hashem told him, don't go to war, but from Edom, buy food and water from them. And he's telling to Sihon, tell us the food and water, that's all we want.
Oh, so in the earlier passage, when Edom said lo ta'avoru, but they did sell them stuff?
Right, that's the understanding. Same thing with Moab, that they didn't offer it, but they were, capitalism was wonderful.
Okay.
We don't like you, but we'll sell you stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so there, as they're going along here, there's Edom and all the, Sam Walton, the Edomite, came out, set up huge food clubs for them. They bought from them. Okay? Well, it comes time for him to die. Moshe tells Aaron and Moshe at Hor HaHar, at the border of Eretz Edom. So the question I'm going to ask is why at that Al-Gul Eretz Edom? We knew that. We talked about that. Kadesh is on Gvul Eretz Edom. We know it's on the edge of Edom. Why does the pasuk need to tell us that for Aaron's death? So the Malbim simply says there are multiple Hor HaHars. This is the Hor HaHar that's on the boundary of Edom. That's Malbim Al Gvul Eretz Edom. There was another Hor HaHar, Har Mountain, that was counted among the boundary of the land, that's in the northwestern corner. We'll look at that. When in Parshat Maaseh, it goes to the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Boundaries described as follows. So Midbar Tzin is over here. So the boundary goes from the bottom of the Dead Sea, and it goes to Kadesh Barnea. Right? And you will go from the end of Yam HaMelech, the southern border will go from the end of Yam HaMelech and until head on the east. The boundary goes south of Kadesh Barnea. And Kadesh Barnea is where they stop. That would have been the border. They should have just gone north from there. We'll go to Nachum Mitzrayim, which is on the Mediterranean, kind of going west of this boundary here, kind of a little circle here. And then the boundary on the west is the Mediterranean is the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael. In the northern boundary, is go to this place called Hor HaHar. That's in the northwest. That's the northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael. That's a different Hor HaHar. This could be around Rosh HaNichlah, somewhere around there. That's clearly a different Hor HaHar than ours. So, Hor HaHar, Tetolah, Bochamat, you go to Chamat, which is in modern Syria. et cetera. So that's Malcolm's answer. It's a geographic indication. Where Aaron dies is the Harahar, an Edom, not the one that's northwest. There's Yisrael. That doesn't really fit in this pasuk. This pasuk isn't geography. The previous pasuk is by Vobin Israel Kol Hada Horahar. That Bnei Israel all came to Horahar. If you want to tell us which Horahar, tell us in that pasuk, previous pasuk. This pasuk is Aaron. You need to go up Horahar. That is on the border with Edom. The other question is the pasuk is Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Aaron Bo Horahar Agvu Eretz Edom Lemor to say. Which usually is to say to others. What's the lemor mean there? So we're going to do this agadic. Okay, that there's a lesson here, there, and that al gavul Eretz Edom means it has to do with the boundary of Eretz Edom. You're going to die al gavul Eretz Edom on the border with Edom, and there's something to be lemor to say to others there. The Midrash, like Tov says about that, what happened at the border of Edom, the answer is Amate Shaniya B'Tzei Eretz Edom, the event that just happened at the boundary of Edom, Elu Meim Riva, that was Meim Riva. Moshe hits the rock, Nigzer B'Zera Moshe V'Aron Shalit Natsu La'aron. That's why Aaron is dying here, because of the Gzera Meim Riva.
So, didn't they both have to die as part of the door, like, everyone had to die out during the 40 years. And in a way, it's like a chesed to Aaron. He dies the last minute. He had to die.
The pasuk in this parsha says, no, that was not. They were not going to die by Avon HaMeraglim.
Oh, they weren't?
They were not. I mean, arguably. So that's a whole question about Mei Meriva and what exactly happened there. And the Abarbanel basically says, yes, it was part of the Meraglim, but the hitting the rock was kind of the last straw. They might have, you have to look at all the Mepharshim we talked about, the memory, about what they did wrong at that point.
Okay.
Basically, the idea is that they were the leader of the previous generation, and they had opportunity to become the leaders of this generation, but failed at that.
Okay.
One way to look at it is that at the memory about the opportunity to say, no, they were not going to die with this generation. They would bring the new generation in, but they were not the leaders that could lead them at this point. But so that's the gezeira at this point, but it still doesn't really fit the story because it doesn't seem to have anything to do with the gevul with Eretz Edom.
Right.
It's Mem Riva, say that. In fact, Hashem says that, right? You're going to die, Al Hashem Ritemet Piel the Mem Riva, because you rebelled against me at Mem Riva. So what's this gevul Eretz Edom mean? The Rashi looks at a different medrash. And that medrash, Al Gvul Eretz Edom, starts with a story about the Israeli Navy at Etzion Geber. Remember, Etzion Geber is the modern Eilat. And some 40 years later, we're going to have two kings. We're going to have Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, and Ahaziah, the king of Israel. They're going to build a navy in Eilat. And after this, after the previous stories in Devarim Yamim about Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, Ahaziah, king of Israel, who here Shia Lasot, and in case you weren't paying attention, Ahaziah was a bad king. But Yehoshaphat still allied with him. Lasot on Yot Lelecha Tarshish to build boats, a fleet that they're going to go to Tarshish. Brings the geographic question, where is Tarshish? Because
with Yonah.
Yeah, we know that Yonah leaves from Yafo to go to Tarshish, but by Yasu on Yopa Etzion Geber, they're going to build a fleet in Etzion Geber. So that's the question for learning Tanakh. Like what they're doing with a fleet that's in Etzion Geber. They're building a fleet on the Gulf of Eilat. By Nabe Eliezer ben Dodyahu Ma Reisha. And so a Navi comes to Yehoshaphat, his name is Eliezer, and Navi al Yehoshaphat Lemar, he tells him, when you ally yourself with Ahaziah, who's a bad king, Parat Hashem, Masech Hashem is going to destroy all your works, Yishpru on the yachts, and the boats all sank. Lo Atzaro, Lachet Atashish, and they could not complete their task to go to Tarshish. That's the story of Yehoshaphat allied to Chazyahu, trying to build a fleet, and fails. So the Midrash Tanchuma says, connects that to our parsha. I assume a Kadesh, so that they left Kadesh, and they come, and Bnei Israel come to Har Ahar, and Zeshama, and this is just like the story about Yoshafat, Kishir Bracha, Imachaziyah, Prat Hashem Masecha, we just quoted that. You allied to Achaziyah, so Hashem has destroyed your works. Al Shinit Chabru L'Rasha Zeh, since you allied yourselves to this terrible Russia, the people of Edom, Lavar Barto, when you were going to cross through his land, Chasru Oto Atzadik, Aaron, this tzaddik died. That's why these two parts are connected. That goes by Israel my love, but Israel leave Edom, by Yisum Kadesh, and they leave Kadesh, they go to Har Ahar, and Aaron dies there. Rashi summarizes this parsha and says, this midrash rather, says, Magid Shemipneshin is Chabrukhan Lekarev Leisam Rasha. Since they allied with Edom, they came close to Edom here, it partsuma sehem. All their works failed. They lost this tzaddik Aram here. Just like the story with Yehoshaphat of Kitab Baracha, Imchaziel, Parat Hashem, Masecha. When you allied yourself to this Russia, your task will fail. Aram dies because Bnei Israel were allied to Edom. I don't know what that means. That's Rashi. Or Chaim adds on that. That's what the lay more means. This is the Or Chaim quoting Rashi. Tamcha Utrak Lamar Agabul. Why does it say that Aaron dies on the border with Edom? Teresh al Siba Tagatam Gul Rasha. Because when they got to the boundary with this Russia, this Lake Aaron, that's when Aaron left. Aaron was gone. The Spiel Shinit Chabrul Edom Chasru Tzadik Echad. So says the Midrash, so says Rashi. That's why it says Lemor at the end. Hashem tells them, you will come here Lemor. Hashem tells Moshe, you need to tell this to Israel. This detail, that's what the implications of the word Al-Gul. It's on the boundary. That it's the fact that you were allied with this Russia. That's what caused Aaron to die. Even though the Gezerah that Aaron was not going to enter Eretz Israel, that already was there. That he could have lived longer, right? Just like Moshe lives for another 7 months. Moshe will die in Adar, overlooking Eretz Israel. Why doesn't Aaron also live the Eretz Israel? The month is taken away now because Al Gavul Eretz Edom. That this caused you've made a mistake with your hitchabrut. You joined with Edom, and therefore Aaron died. So I'm left with two questions. One is, where do you see any hitchabrut beisa? Right, they sent messages to Edom, and Edom said no, so they left. They didn't go into Edom. They were never allied with them. They never were part of Edom. And then what's the connection with Aaron? Why should Aaron die because of that? What's the connection with Aaron? And this is the comment of the Birkat Asher, who is Asher Weisthal, I think is his name, contemporary, probably most famous being the editor of the Shemir Shabbat Kil Chatab. He wrote a commentary on Rashi. Says, Rashi talks about Avush Edom, Chibnation Yechabrukhan, Hikarev Esav, that they allied with Esav here. That's why Aaron was called up Tarahar. And the Rashi says, what are we supposed to do? Ketad Yigu below Yitkarev. What should they have done to not come close to Edom? They're going to be walking around his border. Lumi Gam Hakrevah, Yigi Geographic Asura. That's what I'm saying. They should, just being in geographic proximity is usher. So there must have been something more there. The end of the Yaakov from Kamenetsi says the problem was they addressed Edom as Ach. And Komar Achicha Yisrael, they said, well, you Edom are our brother. This is the end of the Yaakov. Pirush Rashi, Vizela Shona, quoting Rashi, Magid, such nation, Chabrukan, the Karevo Esau, since they allied with Esau, they came close to him, Nifritsuma, Sehem, their works were broken, just like the fleet, the Chashua, Tzadikazeh, and this Tzadik was lost. Lomar. Since they told Edom, Koamar Achicha Yisrael, thus says your brother Israel, Perulo Kurva, and they said, then they act as though they were close to him. Nechshav Zek Kipyutzab Masehem. This was breaching the boundaries of good behavior. This was the wrong thing to do. But you have to understand. Because the halakha says in itself, says in Devarim, right?
Oh.
Hashem says, wait a minute, Edom's your brother. What's wrong with, right? I mean, if that's the problem, is calling Edom achicha, that Hashem also said, Edom is your achicha, don't oppress them, you're allowed to intermarry with them, that whole paragraph there in Devarim. Again, so therefore, why are we applying any kind of sin, some kind of complaint that they said they were close to Edom? There they are, Achinu. The truth is that even though the Torah says, yes, you are an Ach to Edom, and therefore don't oppress them. Don't oppress them. Don't encourage it, right? Not oppressing them is not the same thing as being friends. It's still Edom, they're still Rishaim. Don't get too close. Don't kind of develop this sense of closeness and Achman brother. They're still bad people, bad influence. That right now, they don't call them brothers. Now that they felt too close. It wasn't just the God said, okay, don't provoke them, don't go to war with them. They were getting too close. Well, then they lost Aaron, they went to war with the Kanani. That's the Emes Yaakov. I'm not comfortable with this answer. Okay, because you don't see that they got too close. They said, Moshe himself is the one who said, Ko Amar Achicha. It was Moshe who said that. It was a Bnei Israel called him Achicha. And, you know, he's negotiating with them. It's not the same thing as intermarrying, going in there. It wasn't any sense of hitkavrut, of allying, you know, becoming part of them. It doesn't seem that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it doesn't connect to Aaron either. Why is Aaron? Why do we say, okay, because you were so close to Edom, therefore Aaron, this is a time that Aaron is going to die. You know, he's going to die this year. We know that because of this era, but why here? It's connected to fact that you were so close to Edom. I don't like the just saying Achicha is an it. And then Tziv has a different approach. Just to go back to the Birchat Asher, we quoted before, and he answered it with the following. Be'er Basadeh was another commentary in Rashi from the 19th century. What did he say? Shayu Yisrael Yotzim Ma'anei HaKavod. When they got to the border with Edom, Bnei Israel all left the Anei HaKavod, HaMakafim at the Machane that surrounded the camp. They went shopping in Edom. They went out into the Edomite cities. They went into Kadesh. That's what they brought. They left the Anei HaKavod. That's why this was the point where Aaron left. Anei HaKavod were Bizchut Aaron. Right, we saw that. We know the Gemara in Tanis. It says, "Shlosha pranasim tovim amdu Yisrael," that there were three leaders of Israel who were Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. "Shlosha matanot tovot ninu al yadam," and there were three gifts given to Bnei Israel, which were the Be'er, the well, the Anan, the Anekavod that surrounded them, and the Man. Be'er b'zuchut Miriam, Muranam b'zuchut Aaron, Man b'zuchut Moshe, and the Gemara goes to Pesukim to prove that. We know that. And that's why Meta Miriam, Mistaleka Be'er. So when Miriam dies, they lose the Be'er. That's when they complain about water. We have the hitting the rock episode. It's Aaron, Mistaleku Anekavod, When Aaron died, the Anei Kavod that surrounded and protected them, those were gone, as it says, after Aaron dies. Makani Melcharad, that the Kanani, the king of Arad heard, and he goes to war with Ben Israel. Mashimua Shama, what did he hear? Shema Shemet Aaron, Mistel Ku Anei Kavod. Here that Aaron died, the Anei Kavod were lost because there was a good Aaron. So he figured I can now attack. And the Tzia of Yishwai says, when Aaron dies, that the people, the community all saw that Aaron had died. Don't read this word as Vayiru, Ella as Vayiru with two yuds, as in they were afraid. Edad became afraid because Aaron had died, they had lost their protection. That pulls some things together. The Anei Kavod surround the Edah. They really created the community of Bnei Israel. Everyone was in this boundary created by the Ananim. That was the first Eruv. Okay, they had a little Eruv around them that God created it, and that Aaron, who is the Ohev Shalom, Radev Shalom, symbolized that sense of community. We're all in this together. We're all part of a single community. The Gemara says that the Anei Kavod left lost when Aaron died. The implication of Rashi in this reading is that Aaron died because the people abandoned the Anei Kavod. The other way around. We're confusing cause and effect. Aaron's message, Aaron was no longer necessary, obviously no longer necessary to them because they went out of the Anei Kavod. Which is fine, but it's still too harsh to say that, well, Hayu Yisrael Yotzim Anei Kavod Bikach Mehem Devarim, that they left Anei Kavod in order to buy things. When Hashem explicitly told them, you will go, go to Edom, Ochel Tishbu Mitam Bakesed, you will go to them and buy food and you'll buy water from them, that's fine. That's something more than just the leaving the Anei Kavod to buy and then coming back home. Mitziv says, no, you got to go back to the very beginning. First pasuk, right at the end of these 40 years, they come to Kadesh. What does it say? It says, by a vote in Israel, Kol Hayda, the people all came, the Oz community came, Nibar Tzin, to the wilderness of Tzin, Bachorosh Rishon, in the month of Nisan, 40th year, by Yeshiva Amba Kadesh, and the people settled in Kadesh. It doesn't say by Achanu, or all the other camping is by Yisumi from here, by Achanu here, by Yisu here, May here, and by Achanu here, they camp here, by Yeshiv. Yeshiva Amba Kadesh, that's the key word. They settled in Kadesh. They moved. That's the end of my sefer. That's the mitzvah. Surah 17. By Yeshua Am Kadesh. HaMishkan Machaneh Haya Samuch L'Ir Kadesh. The camp, the Mishkan, was not in the city. There was actually, presumably, was a city there with walls and Walmarts. The camp was outside there. They're still in the wilderness. They're not going to sit there. Avala Am Yeshua Ba'ir. But people actually went and settled. By Yeshua Am Bekadesh. That's the key. Mashkatuv L'El, like we said, like the Nativ says on his post beforehand, when it talks about going to Kirvat Hava, Nasua Am Chaterot, that people went from Kirvat Hava to Chaterot before they come to Kadesh Barnea, and they were in Chaterot. So he says, Bayu B'Chaterot means they went into the city itself. Well, the Sham doesn't say Bayeshev. The Sham Lohaya Bo'am Le'ir B'Torah Yeshiva, there they didn't actually settle and they didn't buy apartments in the city. Rakmo Over or Chot Midbar, it's like anyone going along in caravans or in the wilderness. Shnichnas Be'irli Kach Tzarkah. They went into Shah. That's fine. Hashem said that's fine. They still got to be living in the Machaneh. Now, but Kadesh, when they got to Kadesh, after 40 years, Echilu Lishok Ruach Yishu. They started to want to settle. Have a sense of, okay, we've traveled enough. We're here. We're back in civilization. We made it all the way up from Eilat. Even though they didn't yet arrive al-Nachlat Israel to the actual inheritance of Eretz Israel itself, Mikol Makom for Ba'al-Gvuleha, this is still kind of the boundary enough. This is close enough to Eretz Israel. We're kind of Eretz Israel-ish. That's good enough. People have started to want to just settle down. They've had enough traveling. That's by Yeshiva Ambekadesh. Bahasha Pirsha Katub, Dehada Hora Har, who al-Gvul Eretz Adom. Kemi Mikrako Dem. The fact that Hashem says Aaron, you're going to come up to Har-Har, Al-Ghul Eretz Adom. It doesn't say in the previous passage, it's not geographic location, Eretz Adom, Pirush Rashi, Shabala Onesh Al-Shitka Avrula Adom, and Rashi says it's because they were too close to Edom. Haini Vishum Shin Yashru Kadesh, it's because they settled in Kadesh. Not they went to the city Kadesh, they went into Edomi city to buy their thing, but they actually settled there. Mikravu Imam, they became close to them there. Determined to throw more than they needed. That was the problem that they're looking at. Said by Yeshev Ha'am B'Kadesh, that's a hint there that it's a subset of the people did something wrong. The word Ha'am itself is never a good term. You see that really? When it says that Ye'am Ha'amit Onanim. Ein Ha'am El Rishayim. When the Torah uses the word, when it says the Ha'am, the people did something, that means it's a bad thing. So it says, Ma'asel Am Hazeh, what am I going to do with these people? Or Ha'am Hazeh Ra'ah, or B'Shem Shirim Karim Ami. But if they're doing it right, they're Ami, they're Am Yisrael, they're Am Hashem, as it says, Shalach Ami. So Vayishev Am Kadesh is some steps to the people settled in Kadesh. They left the Machane, they went out of the Anei Kavod to settle in a city of Edom.
It's a little odd. It's a little odd to think of the term Am as being a negative. I mean, Am Yisrael Chai, Am.
Right. If it's Am Yisrael, is fine. It's where the Torah just says Ha'am.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at. Okay, whenever you see, it's just like here Am commits on a name. It just says that. It's leaving out the Am Yisrael.
I see. Okay.
Then, you know, it's signaling that's not a good thing.
Okay.
So that when they're leaving, they're not obeying Torah, not rejecting Hashem, they're just leaving their community. And that's a problem. Everyone knows the Rambam, Mishnah Torah, where it says, a porish midachi tzibur, that someone who separates from the community, avo pishalo avar averot, doesn't do anything wrong. El nivdal me'adat Yisrael, separates himself from the community of Israel, in the Osea mitzvah b'kololan, and doesn't do the mitzvah with the community, lo nechal b'tzoratam, and doesn't participate in their suffering, lo medaneh b'tanitam, isn't part of their fast. El holech b'dakko ke'echa migoy, all right, this goes on its own way. Ilu eno mehem, not acting like part of B'nai Yisrael, en lo chelek lo haba, such a person has no chelek, no part of the world to come. So that's what we're saying, that's what happened at and Kadesh, we lost the Vida. That's what happened in Kadesh, and that's what happened that Hashem is hinting at this Al-Gavul, that's what happened at Gavul Eretz Adom. Besides the leadership issues with the Meim Riva, which was the fact that Aaron was not going to enter Eretz Israel, right? That was Aaron's problem. Hashem returned to Meim Riva. The place of his death is Al-Gavul Eretz Adom. So that's the place where the lesson of Oev Shalom, Rodef Shalom, Oved Oved as Briot, that part of what's important to be part of Klal Yisrael is to be part of Klal Yisrael, that was lost. People decided, there's at least some of the people decided, we're going to leave, we're going to go move in with Edom there, cannot be part of Klal Yisrael as we enter Eretz Yisrael. That was the problem. That's what happened to Al-Gavul Eretz Adom. And that's the point where they lost the leadership of Aaron Cohen. Mikael, yeah, be part of a community, and that's an important part of what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. That will stop.